Everybody knows my idea of cooking is opening an app and having the food delivered 45 minutes later. So to inspire me to use my own kitchen for once is Joe Bastianich from Fox's MasterChef. Hi, Joe.
Hi. That's a tall task, but let's see what I can do.
Well, you know, MasterChef is back on. The food shows always kind of, they make me hungry, and then I kind of feel inspired to try some of the dishes. I just know I can't do it. But the show is back, and so are a bunch of the previous contestants. That's the twist. It's back to win. You've brought back the, non-winners, let's call them.
We did. You know, the faces that people loved over the years, and those non-winners who a lot of times went out to have greater success in the real food world than the winners, opening restaurants, writing books and blogs and what have you. So Instagram fame. So a lot of big personalities, a lot of really talented cooks, and we set the bar super high.
Set the bar super high. Now, it's not just finalists, though, right? I mean, I should tell everyone that someone who served a raw cake barely made it into the competition is back. So why bring these people back?
Well, because these are the people that A, are beloved by fans, and B, have done like real things in the world. We wanted the top of the top, so we went out and saw that people who had opened up restaurants, who were operators in the food world. You know, all that kind of stuff was important in selecting who could come back.
Right. I mean, you know, everybody deserves a second chance, as they say, and so I guess that's one of those things that I'm sure there's people every season that you kind of file away and think, you know what, give them a couple more years, you know, or even just one more season,
right?
And that's probably what happened this time.
People with more talent to get eliminated maybe early on a technicality. That happens all the time as well.
Right. And actually, you know, speaking of raw food, there is one thing that makes me feel good when I watch the show, is that anytime I see someone serve raw chicken, I feel like an expert. That's really the one thing that I can cook. I've always made sure that I can do chicken. So if you guys ever do a season where it's just chicken dishes, I'm in. Can you make that happen?
We'll do a chicken, winner, chicken dinner season, and you will be a contestant.
Perfect. All right. It's a deal. Now, in the competition, though, I mean, you compare individual dishes each round, meaning the contestants are competing against each other, essentially, in that moment. I mean, with these people coming back, though, how much are you judging them against themselves based on their past time on the show? Or are they starting fresh? Or is it a brand new start entirely?
No, it's a brand new start. You know, we have an entry-level competition round where we select 20. They present their opening dish. They get selected there. So, you know, the stakes couldn't be higher for these guys, because maybe someone who came in third place in season 10 doesn't even get passed into the top 20. So they're putting it out on the line by coming back and cooking.
And I don't know if this is a spoiler or not, but in that first episode, you guys eliminate, what is it, 85 or 110 people? That's a lot of people you're kicking out.
100 people get a little bit. We tasted a lot of food.
Let me ask you, though, when you do taste the dishes, like generally we see you each take one, you know, fork or spoonful, you pause for a second, then you put it down. Do you know the second it hits your mouth if you like it or not, or do you have to go in for a couple more tastes? Give me that insight.
Usually, 99% of the time, I'll know by the first taste. Sometimes we need a second evaluation. Sometimes there's a difference between the judges' opinions, so we retaste. So there's a lot of different ways that our method to our madness, shall we say.
But on the flip side of that, I mean, how often do you guys just go to town and finish the whole thing if you really like it?
Oh, off camera sometimes. We're fighting for scraps on these dishes because we're hungry.
Are there any ingredients that when you see somebody using them, you just think, people often get that one wrong? You know, like sometimes, you know, people will, I'm not saying on the show, but, you know, either use too much garlic or too much spice or something. Is there one ingredient that you're always sort of cautious of when you see somebody using it?
Balsamic vinegar, pinoli nuts, anything truffle scented, condiments are the top three for me.
You've been doing this for a really long time. Is there anything this season on MasterChef that one of the contestants maybe taught you about food that you didn't know or hadn't thought of?
You know, always in the baking department, because I'm not a baker. Some of these contestants are excellent bakers. I learned about techniques and flavors and cakes and desserts that maybe I'm not so familiar with. So that's an area that I have learned over the years.
Let's shift gears, though, just for a quick second, because there's a lot of people struggling to eat healthy and buy good food with the prices of everything going up. So if I can just pick your brain for a second to help the families get through this. I joked at the top that, you know, I order food, so that's one thing to avoid if you want to save money. But what can families do in the kitchen?
More balance. We have historically been a country that eats an excessive amount of fat and protein compared to the rest of the world, which eats mostly rice and pasta. And I think that, you know, using proteins and fats as a condiment and maybe eating more carbohydrates in proportion, like rice and pasta, homemade pasta, dried pasta, tomato sauces are a great way to extend. I mean, you can make an incredible homemade pasta dish, you know, buy a great pound of pasta for $2, some Parmesan tomatoes, a little olive oil and garlic. You got dinner for $4 or $5, you know, so there's so many ways that you can extend your culinary dime, shall we say.
I know a lot of people who map out their, you know, their food, they prep their meals well in advance. I've never been one of those people. I've never really brought a lunch to work. It's always kind of what I'm wanting in that moment, and then I just go and get it. Do you plan out your meals? I guess that's something that could potentially help people as well.
Yeah, personally, I don't, because I'm always kind of eating professionally and tasting, so I'm a bit of an exception. I think that most people, you know, in a home, both for nutrition and also for economics, should plan out their meals. You should shop at grocery stores, buy seasonal products, and, you know, plan out your menu.
Absolutely. And like I said just a moment ago, I think with everybody sort of looking for food alternatives because they're either, you know, locked down or because the cost of everything is going up, I think the show will maybe help inspire people to get into the kitchen more.
Absolutely. We've done also many challenges through the years, and maybe even this year, I'm cooking on a budget. A lot of these people come from realities where they have to cook on a budget. So that is always a theme on eating clean and responsibly. You know, it's something that we really promote, and not wasting ingredients. You know, it's frugality is a form of is something to be lauded in the kitchen, because I think it also leads to better dishes ultimately.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, I think you've inspired me to close the apps and cook something tonight, so I'll let you know how it goes.
There you go. You cook the chicken all the way through and don't reduce balsamic vinegar.
Absolutely noted. I have noted that as well. Well, you know what? We're going to be watching MasterChef. It's back on Fox. Joe, when can we catch the show?
We catch the show. It airs Wednesday night on Fox at 8 o'clock, and we look forward to seeing you there.
Joe Bastianich from MasterChef, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.